Tiffany Clark in the House, Program Director for the new Covenant House Michigan Grand Rapids Camp and Campus will be opening next month. So we discuss this and an opportunity to, well, sleep out America for homeless youth. Tiffany, good morning to you.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
You're quite welcome. Glad that you are here. Covenant House Michigan is strong in our backyard, strong because it's necessary. What, 1 in 10 youth are considered homeless?
Yeah, yep.
Yes, tell me about Covenant House.
So there's Covenant Houses all across the nation. There's 31 sites across the U.S., but we are getting our first site here in Grand Rapids, and so we're really excited for it to open. There's clearly a need here.
Tell me more about clearly a need.
Like you said, 1 in 10 youth experience homelessness at some point in time, and we find our young people graduate from the foster care system or experience incarceration or mental health hospitalization, all of these factors that can result in them living on the streets, not having a safe place to go. And we're hoping to give them an opportunity to come join us, get not just a bed, but some holistic services where they can get medical care, dental care, counseling, and really move from off the streets towards their goals and dreams.
There is a specific age group here that you target with your upcoming Covenant House?
Yep, the house will be available for youth aged 18 to 24.
And it opens anticipating what day?
So we have a ribbon cutting on November 14th, and we're anticipating opening right after Thanksgiving. So taking in our first youth November 26th, and we will hold, there's 28 separate bedrooms, 14 on the top floor for our gentlemen and 14 in the second floor for our ladies. So although we're only starting on the 26th with a few youth, we anticipate being full very soon.
Homeless, again, 1 in 10 youth are considered homeless, hence the Covenant House Michigan. Where are you located?
We're right on the corner of Division and Franklin, next to the Covenant House Academy.
Obviously, I'll be asking probably, do you need help with time, talents, and treasures? But I know awareness is key, just to believe the fact that we have homeless kids in our own backyard. And one event that you would like us to participate in is a first ever Sleep Out America event for Grand Rapids. So tell me about this.
Yeah, so Sleep Out America has taken place at Covenant Houses across the nation. But since this is the first year we've had a house here in Grand Rapids, it's the first time we've been able to participate. And so we're just asking folks to show some awareness for youth homelessness and to experience it themselves. And so the idea behind it is you grab a family, a friend, think about the places that young people sleep out. So in cars, outdoors, people are welcome to bring tents or a sleeping bag if they so choose. But just think about how to replicate the experience young people are having. And it's a do-it-yourself, so there's no centralized location this year, so people can do this right in their own community.
What day is it?
It is November 16th, and the idea behind it is to join in on our $250,000 fundraising campaign. So, Shelley, there has been incredible support from the community, and we have an anonymous donor that has put up the $250,000 and said, we will match dollar for dollar everything you guys raise between now and in the end of 2018. And so this is a great way that people can both sleep out, raise awareness, and raise some money.
So if I sleep out, maybe push the donate button on your web to let you know I'm doing that?
Yeah, that's what we're looking for. Sleepers can get on Sleep Out America, and they can register their site, register the individuals they're looking to sleep out with, and make a donation.
What will the money truly be used for?
The thing I love most about Covenant House is that the dollars that are raised are going to go directly to the need. And so I'm talking about purchasing linens, helping them get their driver's license and state IDs so they can get employed. It's feeding youth. It's going to go right to the need, not to overhead.
And back to how Covenant House Michigan will be running Grand Rapids campus, obviously, thanks to your leadership as program director. Do you anticipate filling up fairly soon?
with young people. Unfortunately, I do. I think the need is great in Grand Rapids. In our community, it's a little unseen, though. I know when you drive down Division, there's usually an older population of homeless individuals, because that's not where our young people are at. Instead, they're at cars, they're doubled up in unsafe places, they're in abandoned buildings. And so we're hoping to call them out from those spaces using some of the great partners that we have, like HQ, and getting them into the house.
And will there be, you touched on this, Tiffany, will there be structure for these kids? Will you be assisting their future?
Yeah, absolutely. We have wraparound services, and so we're going to have a team of staff. We're actually in the process of interviewing them right now, and I've met some incredibly both talented and passionate people in the last couple of days at their interviews. And so young people are going to have access to these staffing individuals in order to satisfy whatever those needs might be. So again, medical, dental, therapeutic, assisting in the vital document recovery, resumes, education, mm-hmm. employment, I mean, you name it. The hope really is to be more than just a bed, and instead wraparound services to get them off the streets and onto some stable housing through the transitional program.
Yes. And back to that Sleep Out America evening on November 16th. I have a question to ask you. Do you really have to sleep outside in the middle of November?
I mean, that's a good question. I mean, it's going to be cold, but that is the experience our young people have, yes, regardless of, you know, what time of year it is. So, yep.
Right. And again, we're talking about awareness, but if one can assist with dollars being raised through this event, how's that going to happen specifically?
They can register on the website and be connected to the giving on that website. But like we were talking about before, we're, you know, to any time, talent, or treasure, I think that everybody in West Michigan has something that they can contribute. And so if it's not financially, please join us in advocacy. If it's not advocacy, there's opportunities to volunteer.
Awesome. Well, again, this all in advance of November, which is formally dubbed as Youth Homeless Awareness Month. We'll reach back to you and yours to talk more about how Covenant House of Michigan will work. But until then, you remind us to get registered for Sleep Out America. Tiffany Clark, tell me how one more time.
Sleep Out America's website. Folks can get on there. They can register their site, choose Grand Rapids. You can register the individuals that you're sleeping out with, and you can make a donation.
Now, I understand you walk around with a mini tent, blue mini tent, that you might be using on the 16th of November?
Yeah, that's our visual that we bring out with us to raise awareness. We brought that to Grand Valley's campus night, and where over 200 students signed up to take part in Sleep Out. And so there's been a big movement already of people that are interested, which having that kind of support is so valuable.
Thank you very much, Tiffany Clark, Program Director. You got a big month coming up, so stay strong, and thanks for your passion.
Thank you.